Hey, what's going down, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect with Charlie for RB Soul Effect TV. This is episode 47. We're here. I'm talking about Platinum Record artist CC Peniston. From 1981 through 1984, CC Peniston achieved 5 number one dance club hits, making her one of the top fastest growing artists to accomplish that from the time they debut in the early part of the rise of their careers. You know, when it comes to dance club hits, you know, you got to put it up there with the Janet Jacksons, the Madonnas, the Jody Watleys, so many more and stuff. CC Peniston definitely made her mark. And I was explaining this to one of my homegirls, even, you know, my team dad. I said that CC Peniston definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, because there was a time now that she stopped, you know, some of the icons, you know, reaching, you know, the number one dance club charts. Because, you know, back in the 80s, you know, artists like Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, Madonna, Jody Wilde was killing it. Even Lisa the Coat Jam, you know, was tearing up on the dance club charts. So by the time the 90s came in, here comes CC Peniston. For songs like Finally We Got a Love Thing, I'm in the Mood, Hit My Love, I mean, you know, she was like knocking doors down left and right. So near that period of time, you know, she definitely had a nice run during the early 90s. Now, in 1981, when Janet Jackson's contract was over at A&L Records, A&L Records hoping that, you know, they was going to re-sign Janet Jackson, you know, onto the, you know, back to the label. But Janet decided to go a different direction. She signed with Virgin Records. So around that time, when CC Peniston came in, CC Peniston pretty much kept A&M Records hot, because at that time, you know, CC Peniston, you know, was carrying the flagship for A&M Records, because at that time she was the only artist during that time was scoring multiple dance hits for the label. And I could tell you this, you know, she definitely was kicking ass during that run and stuff. But you know, her career in the game definitely speaks for itself, because we think about CC Peniston, you think about the classic music videos, you think about the live performances, because, you know, vocally, you can put it up there with the greats. You know, my opinion, you know, like, there's no particular order when it comes to singing. You can put it up there with the Whitney Houstons, you can put it up there with the Deborah Coxes, Mickey Howards, so forth. And that's why I say, you know, she definitely, you know, made a landmark in history, because as an artist, when you scored, you know, multiple top 10, number one hits, no matter what genre it is, you definitely made your landmark. No matter, you know, how long you've been in the game, 5, 10, 20 years, whatever that period of time that was a run and you was on fire, best believe, you know, you will always be remembered as one of the artists that pretty much accomplishing, you know, what they did, you know, things. It's one thing being a one-hit wonder, but when you score multiple number one hits, that's saying something. Now, I'm going to say this, too. The way the music industry is narrated, it's like when artists score their first number one, and no matter how many number one hits they get after that, they kind of treat them as like a one-hit wonder in a certain way. Because with CC Peniston, it's kind of strange in a way, because here it is that she got 5 number one hits, but the song Finally is like the most praised single. And I get that, though, but at the same time, it's one of his songs has, you know, made a lot of great achievements, though. But I think, you know, sonically, some songs have a different feel to it. You know, say, like, whatever mood that's pretty much you in and things. So some songs pretty much does that way, you know, it can go in different directions and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of crazy of how that sounds and stuff. But you know, but I can tell you this, between 1981 and 1982 was definitely a great year for CC Peniston. I mean, she pretty much she received several achievements awards in 1982. You know, she got a Billboard Music Award for as Best New Dance Artist, 3 ASCAP Awards. I mean, what more can you say? You know, I mean, she definitely had a great team and stuff. You know, she won a BMI Urban Achievement. The album itself got nominated for a Soul Train Award in 1993. And, you know, the Finally album definitely was a classic, because when that album came in, I mean, it set pretty much the radio waves, television, mainstream on fire. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing CC Pennsylvania music video. So at that time, you know, she was in rotation with the Mary J. Blige's, the TLC's, the SWV's, who else? Vanessa Williams, you know, artists that was popping, you know, at that particular run during that significant time and stuff. So, you know, she definitely pretty much made up market things and stuff, you know. And that's why I say that CeCe Peniston definitely deserves a flower of roses because of what she brought, you know, to the music culture, definitely made its mark and stuff. And I could tell you this, you know, that's why me and my team was talking about that, put it, you know, so let it be in the process that she definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And we at RB Soul Fake TV is going to make that happen real soon. It hasn't been confirmed yet. We haven't reached out to the team yet, but we definitely going to make sure that she is honored, you know, in the Artist Soul Hall of Fame because of what she done and what she accomplished throughout her whole career. And, you know, she done, I mean, not just the dance club hits. She done scored multiple hot R&B hits. You know, she done gospel. She done a lot of amazing things, in, you know, in her career. So as I'm scrolling through this page, here's all the number one hits she has, you know, that she has achieved on the dance club charts. Of course, Finally, that's the first one. The second one is We Got a Love Thing. The third one is Keep On Walking. And the fourth one, I'm In the Mood. And the fifth one, Hit My Love. Now, the only two singles that came close during the early 90s was Keep Giving Me Your Love, almost with number one, you know, but in between that time, it was like he had like top three songs that was up there for a minute. So it was kind of hard for her to reach number one. Now, I'm Not Over You came very, very close to going number one. Now, if those other two songs would have had with number one, that would have been seven for her. And then she did came close again in the year 2000 called Lifetime to Love. That could be number one. That could be number eight. And also the song she did about 6 years ago, that could win number one. It was number five song called Believe. And but yeah, you know, CeCe Peniston definitely, you know, made her mark in the music world. And I can't believe it's been 30 years, you know, that she has been in the game as a solo artist. And, you know, I could tell you this, like I said, she definitely deserves her flowers, she definitely deserves her roses. She's, you know, she has traveled over the world. Because when you think of CeCe Peniston, you think about not just the one big hit, you think about everything that she achieved throughout her whole career. You know, because when you dissect the whole situation, you're like, wow, you know, this lady has had a great run in the 90s, and she has nothing to prove and stuff. Because a lot of times, you know, with some stories, it's overlooked of what an artist achieved as the continuation, what they have put in their career. And then a lot of times, you know, sometimes a situation is narrated as overlooked. Because like I said, the sad part about it is, I would say an artist is underrated. Some artists are underrated at achievement. Just that people try to narrate a story as they feel like, well, this artist can't do like they did on the last project. So this is like they consider a failure and stuff. And it, you know, it's sad but true. And to me, I think her other four number one dance hits, besides Finally, should have got praised more. Because it's weird in a way when artists go number one again, it's like people forget about it. No matter how much successful that's the, like the single is, no matter how many weeks it stay on that countdown, it's weird how it gets overlooked in a certain type of way and stuff. So I figure that, you know, to me, I feel like all five of her songs should have got more praise. I mean, I take that back. Scratch that. I figure that her other number one hit should got praised more as like Finally. But I think what it is though, because her being one of the top artists to go number one of his debut, and I could kind of see it a certain way. So that kind of makes sense though. But real talk, you know, with Finally, you know, she was like the first artist to go three straight number one dance hits as a solo artist. I think the first artist to do that was Joni Wally at the time when she put out her self-titled the debut album back in 1987. But anyway, on that note, thank you all for supporting RB Soul Fake TV. Make sure you guys follow RB Soul Fake TV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Check out our podcast on Spotify. Also follow us on Anchor. And stay tuned. There'll be more interviews to come. And also, be on the lookout. We got more great things coming in 2022. And also, I will be, you know, at certain cities, promote my platform, networking with people and stuff. So if you're living in New York City or you live in Los Angeles, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Let's make history. So on that note, it's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect, and Shotty for RB Soul Effect TV. This episode right here was dedicated to one of the greatest singers of our time. One of the greatest, you know, female singers to step in the R&B dance world. You know, to me, she's a legend. So on that note, CeCe Peterson definitely deserves her flowers and roses. So with that being said, I hope you guys have a blessed night. I'm out, y'all. Peace.